Manu Patra alerts dated the 19th of September 2018. Supreme Court has observed that in a case where a parent has lost their minor child or unmarried son or daughter, the parents are entitled to be awarded loss of consortium under the head of filial consortium. Union Cabinet has approved an ordinance making triple talaq a punishable offence after the government failed to pass it through both houses of parliament. Supreme Court criticised a section of the media for revealing the identity of the Haryana gang rape victim and asked how such disclosures could be stopped. Supreme Court has taken note of almost 3,600 deaths reported last year alone due to potholes on roads across the country and said it was unfortunate that some states were disputing the data published by the Centre on such accidental deaths. Supreme Court has asked all states and union territories to prepare action plans for the urban homeless by the 31st of October, and while setting the deadline, SC has made it clear to states that non-compliance with orders for ensuring shelter for the homeless may invite heavy penalties. Supreme Court has asked Numital, which was against ArcelorMittal, AM, to stop it from bidding for 50,000 rupee crore debt-ridden Ruas led SR Steel, to prove allegations that AM deceitfully exited out of loan, defaulting Uttam Galva to be eligible to submit resolution plan. Supreme Court has cancelled bail granted by the High Court to an influential businessman accused in a murder case, taking into account his past attempt to evade the process of law, and also implications of the clout enjoyed by him in the community. Gujarat High Court has directed the Income Tax Department and SBI to permit Surat-based financier Jignesh Bejiaiorla and his family members to operate PPF accounts, which were blocked in January 2017. Delhi High Court has awarded the maximum possible compensation of 5 lakh rupees to a child victim of sexual assault who gave an unambiguous testimony against the offender. Delhi High Court has asked the Zoo Authority to preserve and protect the missing documents and post-mortem reports related to the deaths of several animals at the capital's National Zoological Park, NZP. Delhi High Court has allowed the holding of Ramlila at the Dashara ground in Janakpuri for this year, saying religious sentiments of the people are attached to it. Delhi High Court has directed that no coercive steps be taken against the sale of 328 fixed-dose combination, FDC, drugs that were banned by the government last week but are still available in the market. Madras High Court has warned that it would be constrained to summon Commissioner of Police if the officer does not make sure that the banned cone speakers were not used in temples, mosques, churches or any other religious institution within the city limits. Madras High Court has restrained the authorities from issuing any notification for acquiring land belonging to Good Shepherd Convent in Nangambakkam for the purpose of Metro Rail project. Madras High Court has directed the University of Madras not to interfere with the continuance of A. Abdul Jabbar, the present principal of the new college in Roarpeta. Authority for Advance Rulings, AAR, Karnataka has held that the services such as maintenance of parks provided by societies to the state government, central government or a local authority is exempted from GST. Authority for Advance Ruling, AAR, Karnataka has ruled that the Cafe Coffee Day cannot opt to pay the GST at 18% as the service is being offered by them are classified under a heading attracting GST at 5%, without input tax credit.